Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. In a few moments, we will have the reading of the Passion of Jesus Christ according to the Gospel of Mark. In a few moments, you will hear something you think you know, something that happened to Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Put aside what you think you know and bring into this moment your Lenten journey. Bring into this moment who you are, all that you're feeling and thinking, and be here in this moment with Jesus Christ. I invite you to allow it to be new for you. The theme of our Lenten journey was God is preparing a new thing. Embrace it. But that banner is down and red is up, symbolizing blood. It also symbolizes passion and it symbolizes the Holy Spirit. You just heard something else that was familiar, I hope. Every year on Palm Sunday, we hear the reading, the second reading from Philippians. Let yourself put on the mind of Christ. That particular passage from Philippians is an ancient hymn, and there were no hymnals 2,000 years ago. They knew this passage by heart, and they sang it over and over again. They allowed themselves to embrace a message, to put on the mind of Christ. Every Sunday, I invite you to put on a new mind, a new heart within you. Every Sunday, in Jesus, what is the new thing that God is doing in you? And on most Sundays, I would hope that there is something you take away. It was either said in one of the readings, it was one of the lines in one of the hymns, maybe it was in the sermon, but something you take away. The ancient early Christians took away this hymn from Philippians, and it went deeper and deeper. One of the other things that we've inherited from our ancestors is a body prayer. It's the orant or orans gesture. And this is the gesture that the early Christians used in prayer to remember that Christ died on a cross for them. It is why we use this gesture as a part of our worship during the Eucharistic prayer. But would you believe this gesture is what the congregations used into the 9th century as their way of praying? And another form took hold by the 12th. It took only 300 years for it to change. But the second form that took over in the 12th century was this. But what's happening in this century is some people are praying like this. And you are always invited to do that. So today, what will you take away? What will you take away? I pray that you allow this service, the following narration of the Passion of Jesus Christ, to be new. May you meet Jesus again for the first time.